Episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We are throwing ourselves at this term. We are going all in. We are running fast. We are nailing it. We're not.
It really is that duck scenario. Like, you're graceful across the top of the water. To everyone else, it looks like you're just swimming through life. And underneath, you are like spinning. Your legs are just going a million miles an hour. You're just trying to stay afloat.
Yeah.
But I'm not that duck. I'm the other duck that just stays under the water for so long and people go, did she disappear? And then it just comes up again like, and then goes again.
Like, if someone was to say, how are you going right now? Like, how is life? I'm just surviving. I'm just going day by day.
How are you? How are you feeling? Can you come back to me in about 6 months and hopefully I'm still here. I'm still together. I'm not in a straitjacket yet. Life is busy.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that shift of coming from holidays. We look forward to holidays so much because you don't have to do like lunch boxes and the rigmarole of the same thing that you've been doing for like 10 weeks.
Yeah.
But then you get into holidays and you're like, fuck, got to keep you amused every single day.
There's two types of parents too. There's the parent that still has to do the lunch boxes and send them off to daycare or holiday care that they're paying an absolute fucking fortune for.
Yeah.
Or there's the parent that is at home with them that is then it's actually easier to be at work. Yeah. Because we all know that it's often easier to be at work.
My sister-in-law is a teacher and so she gets all of the holidays off, which are amazing. Obviously teachers deserve. Mm. But when you've got little kids yourself, which they do, she's like, I haven't really got much of a holiday because I've finished work and now I've just got like my nephew is almost 3. So he's like full on right now.
I reckon it would be easier dealing with other people's kids than your own kids.
100%.
Because they're on their best behavior.
Well, they have to be. Otherwise, this is never going to happen again.
Your kids aren't. Your kids are not on their best behavior.
Exactly what happened during the holidays. I had 2 extra kids. I took 4 children, V1 parent on holidays. In my head, I was like, you're crazy. You are actually loco. But this is the stuff we do for their birthdays and all the rest. The 2 that I took with me, fantastic. Yeah. Really, really lovely. Everything was amazing. My 2, questionable.
Yeah.
Absolutely questionable.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to leave this one. That's all I'm saying. Questionable. Am I a bad mum for not rearranging my appointment? This is holiday chat as well, actually.
It's an interesting one when you say, I don't know what appointment you're talking about yet, but when you say not rearranging my appointment, there are so many times that I say to myself, oh, you're not going to get to do that tonight because the kids want blah. I knew the other day the kids wanted me to watch them ice skate, but I only had a small window of time whilst they were ice skating to go and get the groceries I needed to get for dinner so that I could still make my Pilates class.
Yeah.
And I chose to not watch them and still make it to Pilates. And then you have the whole mum guilt because you're just like, just watch them. Don't do stuff for yourself.
No.
But there's that whole thing we talk about all the time. Put your own life jacket on first.
Yeah, this was I guess it was kind of putting my life jacket on. I had booked this appointment in for quite a while. Like, this person is very hard to get into. Mm. So it had been booked for quite a while.
Yep.
And then it happened to be the same week that fell when we were going to be down on the Gold Coast. So the appointment was at the Gold Coast and I was always going to drive down. I just had locked it in and was like, this day at this time, fantastic. I really want to get this done. You're so hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Falls on the week that we're on the Gold Coast for the girls' birthdays. Even better. The day worked perfectly where I only had my 2 children and I had worked it out that I would have a friend there that would cover me for like the hour and a half and I could go and come back and everything was good.
Yeah. So what was this appointment like? Health and wellness?
Health and wellness. Mental health and wellness. And then the day comes though, Katie, where this person I've been waiting to come and see, messages me and says, I can't do it on this day now. Can you come on the Friday at this time? I was like, oh.
So your appointment changed or your babysitter changed?
No, my appointment changed. So I had no babysitter. It was a different day. I had Elsie in tow and I was meant to be at a dance thing with Gracie because I had to be there for the 3 days that she danced. That's why we were in down the Gold Coast, was just for her birthday. She did an Aussie World Tour dance thing. Loved it. It was workshops, 8:30 till 5. She loved it. Love, love, love. But I was meant to be there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ah, shit. Well, I'm not changing my appointment. And then there I am taking my 9-year-old to a tattoo appointment.
To a tattoo appointment.
I couldn't give my appointments away. I had waited so long. Do you know how much this fucked with my head though?
Yeah.
I was driving down there going, all right, you've got morals and values. You're going against them right now when it comes to parenting. And I was like, but do you want them? But don't you want them? But like, and in my head, I was like, I probably won't get another appointment for like 2 months, 3 months. And I was like, I really have been looking forward to it. Elsie goes, where are we going? I don't want to go. Like the usual thing. Just come with me. You've just got to come to an appointment. You'll be fine. So I tell her just before we walk in. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm just getting just a tiny, teeny, tiny little tattoo.
Well, you can imagine her though, like Gracie, do you know why mom couldn't come to your dance thing? Because she was getting a tattoo. Was she at the dentist? No. Did she have to go to the gym? No. She went and got a tattoo.
Just a teeny tiny one. Oh man, I can't tell you, Katie. Like we talk about it on this podcast a lot, right? Mum guilt. This wasn't even mum guilt. This was just like a pure self-punishment for going against my morals and values as a parent by taking my child with me to watch me get a tattoo. Now, she did have her Nintendo, so she didn't even look twice. She was fine with it. She was like, yeah, whatever, mum. Like, it's totally fine. What's going to happen later down the track is when old mate comes home, she's got a sleeve. Yeah. I can't say anything.
Yeah. Did she ask many questions? Like, did she ask questions about what the process involves?
No, she walked in and this tattoo artist, I have to say, she's just so cool. I loved her whole vibe. And so Elsie could pick up on that straight away. So Elsie was chatting to her and she was really lovely. And I had also, Katie, text her to say, hey, do you feel awkward if I bring my 9-year-old? Yeah. Is it like one of those places that there's like tattoo artists doing lots of tattoos on everyone else? And she was like, no, it's just my personal studio and you're the only one in. So if you feel comfortable, there's a couch. Like it was very coasty lux, you know, if I'm setting the scene. It wasn't the what you're thinking, like Las Vegas cheap tattoo
bit
parlor.
Seedy.
Yeah, a bit seedy. Like it wasn't like that. So when we got there and all the rest, Elsie just kicked back on the couch and basically played her Nintendo for the 45, 50 minutes that it was. I could tell that she wasn't wanting to watch. She was just a little bit, which was totally fine. I mean, I probably wouldn't have coped as a kid either. But yeah, so there you go. That's my sheer honesty.
And she wasn't like sat next to a bikie or anything like
that. No! That was the shit going through my head. That's why I had to drop this lady a text just to say, hey, FYI, haven't got a choice, but I don't have a babysitter or anyone. So yeah. I've got my 9-year-old with me. Is this okay with you? She was like, sure. If she's cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Like how PG is your tattoo parlor?
Yeah. And I was trying to check her. Anyway, she was like, no, it's absolutely fine. It would just be us. And as soon as she said it would just be us, it kind of like almost took my anxiety around other people seeing that I brought a child with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That was
I totally get it. I totally understand your mum guilt because I feel like we all do that. Like if I go for a massage, I always think, I spend a good first half with that head noise of you could be with your kids right now. You could be doing, you could be getting what you need to get. You could be watching them, you know, watch me, watch me, watch me situation. So I totally get that. But I think.
Yeah, except it was the role reversal, Katie. I'm saying to my 9-year-old, watch me, watch me, watch me. As I get tattoos. Oh my God. Bad.
No, but you have to do stuff for yourself. I'm really big on that this year. 2024 is the year to do stuff for yourself. And you know what? Could have been worse. You could have taken her to your Brazilian waxing.
This is my thing. I actually went through that scenario in my head of like, come on, Rachel. It's just a teeny tiny one on your forearm. It's not a drama. It's not like I'm just going getting my vag out and getting it lasered yeah. or like getting it tattooed or like I'm not doing something highly inappropriate. It's just my arm. Like it's totally
And it's not like you came out with face tats.
All I'm saying is I had such a struggle of my bad parenting moment and I couldn't wait to tell you. I did take a photo, so I possibly will share it on our Instagram. I was laying there thinking about the podcast and then obviously our crew that listened to the podcast and how they'll be going, fuck, wow, Rach, you've reached new high levels of parenting.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.